Now, if Texas, the state of Texas, were independent, it would be the 10th largest economy in the world. The last time the U.S. state voted Democrat in the U.S. elections was in 1976. But alongside the cliches you may know of gunslinging in Texas, oil prospecting, rodeo riding, there is a bustling urbane side to Texas, and it could signal big changes in U.S. politics. Lawrence Wright, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his book on the lead-up to the attacks of September 11, 2011, has now turned his attention to his own state, Texas. His new book is called God Save Texas, A Journey into the Future of America. My colleague John Donison has been speaking to him, and Lawrence Wright began with a reading from the book about Buc-ee's, the world's largest convenience store.
At Buc-ee's, an aspiring Texan can get fully outfitted not only with the clothing, but also with the cultural and philosophical stances that embody the Texas stereotypes. Cowboy individualism, a kind of wary friendliness, super patriotism combined with defiance of all government authority, a hair-trigger sense of grievance, nostalgia for an ersatz past that is largely an artifact of Hollywood. A lowbrow society, in other words, that finds its fullest expression in a truck stop on the interstate. I've lived in Texas most of my life, and I've come to appreciate what the state symbolizes, both to people who live here and to those who view it from afar. Texans see themselves as confident, hardworking, and neurosis-free, a distillation of the best qualities of America. Outsiders view Texas as the national id, a place where rambunctious and disavowed impulses run wild. Texans, they believe, mindlessly celebrate individualism and view government as a kind of kryptonite that saps the entrepreneurial muscles. We're reputed to be braggarts, careless with money in our personal lives, a little gullible but dangerous if crossed, insecure but obsessed with power and prestige. Indeed, it's an irony that the figure who most embodies the values people associate with the state is a narcissistic Manhattan billionaire now sitting in the Oval Office.
Well, we'll come to the Manhattan billionaire in a little bit, but I spent quite a lot of time recently living in Australia, working there, and I was struck reading your book with some of the similarities in the stereotype, this kind of, for one thing, this sort of size matters.
Right.
And you know, in Australia, it's thought of as big, brash, white, rural, perhaps a little bit redneck. And you could say the same for the Texas stereotype. But the reality I found, certainly in Australia, is very different. Most people live in cities. It's pretty urban, quite urbane, and extremely multicultural. And that really is the reality for Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I talk in the book a little bit about how you can be in two Texases at the same time. Depending on the radio band you're listening to, the AM or the FM band. And if you're driving through Texas and listening to AM, what you hear is, you know, right-wing talk radio, evangelical churches, and lots of ads. But if you're in the FM band, you're in another place entirely. It's the NPR kingdom. You know, it's urbane, it's progressive, and, you know, that's Texas that most Texans live in. They live in the cities, and they listen to the FM. In that sense, it's not much different from a lot of very progressive places in the United States. But that division maybe is felt more sharply in Texas than it is in some other places.
One of the most striking statistics in this book is, I mean, I couldn't believe it really, but the population of Texas is going to double by 2050.
Right.
I mean, that will have huge implications politically, won't it?
Absolutely, and economically. But the state is, will at that time, will be about the size of New York and California, the largest state, combined. So Texas is ascendant. Every city in the state is overloaded with cranes they're building. We're struggling to keep up with our infrastructure, but the economy is booming. Texas economy in the last quarter of last year grew 5.2%. No other state except for Idaho even got to 4%.
And bigger population means more Electoral College votes, more say in the outcome of nationwide elections.
Yes, Texas will acquire another 4 electoral votes. Its influence on national politics is, one would not say disproportional, it is proportional. It is a big, heavy foot, and it makes a real imprint.
at the moment, the battleground states are, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania, right, Michigan. I've seen it written, though, that if the Democrats could get a grip on Texas, you wouldn't see a Republican in the White House again. I mean, could that happen?
Oh, yes, it could happen at any moment. Here's what's interesting. You know, we've got 29 million Texans, and 19 plus million are registered to vote. And only 9 million of that group voted in the last presidential election. So they took the trouble to register, but they did not take the trouble to actually go and cast their ballot.
Why not?
That's the question. In my opinion, is the absence of inspiring candidates, that especially to the Hispanic population, which is the largest non-voting portion of our demography.
The central premises of this book, really, is that where Texas leads, America follows.
Yeah.
Does that worry you?
Yes, to some extent. I mean, there are a lot of things about Texas I cherish, and I think that, you know, we've done a good job of creating a welcoming business atmosphere. And I think creating jobs is a noble effort for any government. It should be about that. On the other hand, you also have to take care of the future. And where Texas fails, and I hope that this doesn't become the model for the rest of the country, we're not doing a good job at all of educating our children. Texas ranked, I think it was 41st in the fourth grade and 45th in the eighth grade in terms of our ability. Now, 10% of all the school children in America are Texans. So it's not just a failure for our state, it's a failure for our whole country.
Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth. No place like it on this earth.
A little bit of Willie Nelson there singing Texas in My Soul. And you heard from Lawrence Wright speaking to my colleague, John Donison.
I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.